Dignity Health here, official healthcare provider of the San Francisco Giants. Winning is a team sport powered by great dedicated fans. When everyone is all in, magic happens. When it comes to healthcare, the Dignity Health team at Sequoia Hospital is all in too. Every day, the healthcare professionals at Sequoia Hospital in Redwood City are ready to deliver exceptional, compassionate care to you and your family. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
All right, post-game wrap time as we come to you. John and Sean and myself, we're at Oracle Park, the Giants at Coors Field, win for the second night in a row. Actually, it's the same line score for the Giants, 7 runs on 11 hits, and for the Rockies, 2 runs on 11 hits. It's back-to-back games where it's a 7-2 final. And this one was different, John, mainly because the Dodgers lost.
Well, I mean, that was kind of amazing to see the D-backs get out in front. And, you know, we went into the season, we thought that Arizona had some pretty good young pitchers, and Zach Gallen was sort of at the top of that list. But he got hurt early on, and when he came back, he wasn't getting any wins. Well, tonight he looked like the guy that we thought that they had.
Absolutely.
And maybe that's something to keep in mind looking ahead at their future, because – I mean, he's got great stuff. So he gave him 6 strong. He allowed just the 1 run. And they hit a couple of home runs against Clayton Kershaw. So, and they've lost 105 games, but they didn't look like that team tonight. So the Giants had that, knowing that that had happened, and they knew that they were trailing there in Arizona the whole time. But they had a pretty tight ball game themselves. And just as they did last night they did it with Yastrzemski's home run. They turned this game around, and Yaz got a pinch hit single. That he's had 5 RBIs all in the late innings of these games that have kind of helped the Giants feel good about their chances at Coors Field. And even then, you never feel that good. But anyway, so that's a pretty good day all the way around for the
Giants.
Well,
I was telling Sean right after the game that the hit by Yastrzemski makes the 9th inning. It gets less weird. I mean, if you got a 3-run lead instead of a 5-run lead, and all of a sudden the bases are loaded with nobody out, and that's going to happen in Coors Field. Infield hits, bloops, walks, guys, it just happens. So the hit by Yaz ended up being a huge base hit.
Huge.
Yeah, back-to-back singles in that inning. Duggar gets the first RBI, and then Yaz comes in and gets the pinch hit, 2 RBI single, and then that puts him up by 5. And like you mentioned, the 9th inning has a whole different meaning if it's a 4-2 game. But Brandon Belt, obviously, with the 3-run home run, put the team, that was the game-winning hit, and 2 home runs on the day-to-day. And then that's 29 for Belt. And that's his third time this year he's had multi-home run games. He's had 8 in his career. He's had 3 this year. So he had a huge game. But I think that the star of this game and yesterday's game was the bullpen again. I mean, they've had to cover 10 innings now in 2 games. They haven't walked 1 batter, and they've struck out 8. Now, the strikeout-to-ball ratio, not quite as good tonight,
no,
but still pretty good. Was pretty impressive last night. But the way they've been able to come in and just – I mean, they got 2 runs in the first inning both nights and then scoreless through the next 8 innings. That's 16 innings in a row. Other than the first inning, that this team has been held scoreless, and that's not easy to do.
Yeah, and I think, John, I think at some point you got to give the manager a lot of credit for the navigation of this bullpen.
Well, and he's managed these games and the bullpen games before when 2 of their 5 starters were missing entirely. And he manages those games. In those bullpen games, it's almost like he's managing the 8th and 9th inning over and over.
Absolutely.
Which is really, I've never seen anybody kind of manage those bullpen games like that. And then he's been managing these games on the road trip like it's already the postseason. And because if you're going to do something, you don't want to play that wild card game. So I think these games, he's looking at them, these are critical games. So and that's the way he's managed them. So.
And a lot of these games, John, he's had to manage when he doesn't want to use 3 or 4 guys in that bullpen.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we saw, I think I saw on one of our monitors that while Watson was warming up, so was Quintana.
Yeah. And, well, it was almost like he was hoping maybe they would just keep adding on in that inning.
Yeah.
And maybe if it's, I don't know what the magic number was, because it was 7-2.
I think it's 5. I really do.
Do you?
I think it's 5. I think he looks at a five run lead is a safe situation.
Yeah.
And he'll manage.
But I mean, to not use Leon or Watson.
Yeah.
What would the lead have had to have been?
Six,
is what I'm
seven,
saying.
Well, yes, I'm saying probably 6 or more if I had to guess.
Yeah.
Or 7 or more.
I think it's now a matter of where you're going to use Rodgers in his mind. You know, he comes in the 7th or the 8th or the 6th or. You know, it's like, what's he doing in the 7th? Well, because he has the lineup flipping over after the pinch hitter. That's where he wants him to face. He doesn't want Rodgers to face those guys, I guess.
Well, we know it's going to get weird.
Yeah, no matter what inning.
I mean, when Rodgers comes in, it's like the weirdest stuff happens. Taffy, another hit off the plate.
Hit it right off the plate. And, you know, and
although
and,
that wasn't off of Rodgers, was it?
And Blackman hit one off.
Was it Blackman off of Doval, hit one off the plate, think, too? But yeah.
Yeah, the crazy stuff. And, I mean, in 2 games here, the Rockies have had, what, 4 or 5 infield hits?
Yep, absolutely.
I mean, Tapia has had 3 all by himself.
All by himself. So,
he's trying to do it.
At some point, don't you have to, somewhere a starting pitcher is going to have to go more than 4. So you'd think that maybe. It has to be Gausman tomorrow.
Well, yeah, I think Gabe probably felt, and so did we, that Descofani needed to go more than 4, but he chose to take him out. And, you know, he was throwing the ball pretty well yet, where he could have kept him in. But I give him credit. I give the pitching coaches and the other coaches and the analytics people credit for having set up what they want to do in case – Descofani or whatever starter is, because they have a formula.
Yeah. Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, because and I had forgotten about it until you just brought it up. But Duggar led off that 5th inning with a single, and then he put Solano up. I mean, he could have left Descofani in there, try to get a bunt down, and he's not hopeless getting a bunt down. He's not maybe great at it either.
Right.
But Solano got on base, and all of a sudden now it's a 3-run inning when Belt hits the home run.
Yep.
We don't know if any of that's going to happen.
Yep.
If Descofani stays in to bat for himself there.
And if Descofani does stay in to hit, he's only going to pitch 1 more inning.
That's
he's not going to pitch past the 6.
Yeah, he's at 77 pitches already anyway.
That's right. So, anyway, we're going to tip our cap to our manager, who did a great job. All right, we'll pick our players when we come back.
Dignity Health here, official healthcare provider of the San Francisco Giants. Winning is always a team sport, powered by great, dedicated fans. When everyone is all in, magic happens at the ballpark. When it comes to healthcare, the Dignity Health team at Dominican Hospital is all in, too. Every day, the healthcare professionals at Dominican Hospital in Santa Cruz are ready to deliver exceptional, compassionate care to you and your family. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
All right, back here at Oracle Park, we're going down memory lane, and it really is interesting when some people just don't have a memory.
Yeah, it's the young guy here that doesn't have one.
I mean,
I had to tell Sean the story, his own story.
Yeah, don't they have vitamins for that? I mean, geez, I think I hear him on KMBR all the time. All right, we'll pick our players. Sean, you go first.
Okay. Well, since I'm gonna have to pick first here, I'm gonna go out on a limb and go with Belt.
Okay.
I think he had a good game. I
mean, he did. And you know, the thing about Belt is we've known for years that when he gets hot, he hits them in bunches. But he also really likes Coors Field too. And in that last pitch that he hit out was pretty remarkable. It's hard to keep that ball fair, and he did. And it's a beauty of a home run for guys that do play-by-play, nice, high, and far, and you know they're gone.
Yeah.
So Belt's your guy.
Yeah, he's my guy.
Okay.
2 home runs, I think that does it, game-winning home run. And it's that game, it was actually the record-breaking home run. And it was on a team where, and I was on, 2001. I felt like that team had the most power of any team I've ever played on. I didn't think, and this is in a ballpark where you're not going to hit a lot of home runs. I'm talking Oracle.
Was Ellis Burks on that team?
In 01, he was not.
So Burks was on the 2000 team.
Yes.
Which I thought was the best power hitting team I had seen.
Yeah, they were really good too. I mean, Barry obviously carried that team with 73 in 01. Yeah. But go and break that record.
Barry and Richie combined for 110 home runs
yep.
in 01. So So they, the two of them, hit almost half the home, and you throw in Kent, who hit, what did he hit, 30-something?
Yeah, yeah.
And JT probably had at least 20.
I don't know, think. Because once they moved into this park, the winds out in right field started, it was kind of cruel what they did to JT.
So he breaks the record, and the record was held by one of your teams.
Well, that's why I'm, I mean, I just, I'm,
so your memory's not that bad.
It's not that bad, right? Yeah, not that bad.
Did you have a, was one of your Grand Slam, was that that year?
No, it was the year before. So, that would have been better, though, right?
I'm trying here. Jeez.
Let's just make my Grand Slam be in 2001, and that's why I'm impressed.
Of course.
Because
I'm trying to pull this out of you.
Sean, you ever get hit by a pitch?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. You told me I did.
That's what we were talking about during the break.
John said, well, you know what? I never got hit by a pitch. And John was like, yeah, you did. And John said, I did not. It's like, well, remember when you guys got into that war with Piazza and everybody? And it was Yes, I did get hit. I
hit Finley, and then Danny Jackson drilled me in my next at bat.
But where did he hit you? Do you remember that?
In the leg. Yeah, I do remember now.
So it didn't hurt.
It didn't hurt, no.
But after the game.
I stole second afterward.
And no. I mean, he gets hit, and that starts like a 5 or 6 run inning for the Giants. I mean, they hit the pitcher leading off the inning to get, the revenge or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Now, after the game, Giants win the game, and he's in the tunnel between the two clubhouses at Candlestick talking to his mom and dad. Ken Caminiti comes up behind him, taps him on the shoulder. You know, the way Sean tells it, and Sean probably doesn't remember this.
I've what are you talking about?
But Ken Caminiti hits him on the shoulder. Can I talk to you for a moment? And he turns around. He says, the way he tells it, Caminiti looked like he's about 6 inches taller than him. And he's like, yeah, hold on. And he says to his dad, don't go anywhere. I might need you.
Mom, are you packing?
But Caminiti said,
I didn't know
to
what
him,
he was going
to
do.
He said, you got hit. Everybody in the park knew we were going to hit you. And you didn't scream. You didn't shout at anybody. You didn't threaten anybody. You didn't even rub it. You just went to first base. Now, that was professional. And I've never met you before, but you showed me something today. And I just want to tell you how much respect I have for you.
I like that guy.
Yeah. So it's a cool story. I'm sure. I was just sorry Sean can't remember it.
I just thought that was pretty cool that he did that and he didn't kick my butt right there in front of my mom.
So who'd you take, Sean?
I don't remember.
You took Belt.
I don't remember.
No. All right, John. You go next.
All right. I'm going with. I mean, there are some good choices, but I'm going with Dom Leon because he's worked 4 of the 5 games on this road trip, Gabe Kapler kind of explained this yesterday before the game that how Leon on Thursday, because Leon was going to be one of the 4 guys who was not going to pitch on Thursday, but Leon called in from the bullpen some point in that game and said, I'm feeling great out here. I can pitch. You need me today at Petco Park? I can pitch. And he came in, and then he ended up getting the loss. Nobody hit the ball out of the infield against him, but he got the loss with that automatic runner at second. And so now he comes in again today. And this is the 4th time he's pitched in 5 days on this road trip. And it's Coors Field besides. And then everything goes haywire. They had the bases loaded and nobody out. And he had a 3-ball, no-strike count at one point to one of them, with Charlie Blackmon, I guess. Mm-hmm. And they never scored anybody against him.
Nope.
Never got the possible tying run to the plate. And I just thought that was a great performance. And it won't look that great because it's 1 inning, 3 hits allowed. But I thought that was a great performance.
Should have got a save.
Should have gotten a save.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I mean, Charlie Blackmon is as good a hitter, at least against the Giants, as you're going to see. And he strikes him out. And he did not throw him a fastball. So
That was a classic sequence because he fell behind him 3-0 and got him.
It was awesome. I'm going to take Mike Yastrzemski. We talked about it earlier. His hit to give the Giants 2 more runs with the bases loaded was huge, and he hit it off a guy that was throwing really hard, and he got a pitch down around to kind of an area that he likes, just right around his knees, and he just drove it into right center field for a base hit. So I'm going to take Yaz.
Yeah. Great at bat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Huge. Good pick, that great at bat.
All right, time now for What's on Deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers. Well, take advantage of a hot team right now, and that would be the Giants and Kevin Gausman. So Gausman pitched pretty well the last time in Denver. He's from Denver. Zenzatella is very capable of twirling something good, so tomorrow will be a good matchup.
Zenzatella beat the Dodgers in L.A. a couple of starts ago, so whenever
it was. He actually pitched really well against them at home in the last series. He didn't get the win. They lost in extras, but he pitched really well in that game.
So he's tough. He's
throwing a ball really well.
He can be tough.
So that's what, a 12-10 start?
12-10. Yeah, 12-10. Early game.
Dave Fleming will be back. He's on assignment. All right, that's what's on deck, sponsored by the Ford F-150 Lightning and your California Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com to see details on trucks and SUVs right now. John will have highlights when we come back.
Dignity Health here, official health care provider of the San Francisco Giants. Winning is a team sport powered by great dedicated fans. When everyone is all in, magic happens. When it comes to healthcare, the Dignity Health team at Sequoia Hospital is all in too. Every day, the healthcare professionals at Sequoia Hospital in Redwood City are ready to deliver exceptional, compassionate care to you and your family. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.